88.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
I'm a participant.
I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Well, Steph, you've said it so many times that it's got to suck to be a spectator. There's not a better way of saying it. It really truly is. It's get off the bench, right? Be a part of the game.
Do something.
That's where life is. It's not surreal, friends. It's very real. Yeah, I like that. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess. You know her as Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, I do have to let you know that we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. You know, as a matter of fact, I'm going to be doing an interview in California coming up in the coming days here. And what's interesting is he wants to talk about how the older generation, they're falling into more unbelief as the day goes by. And I just said to Chase, I said, it's our producer, I said, it's not an issue of them not believing. It's an issue of them not wanting to submit to the God of Israel. So therefore, they want to complain about man's 10,000 commandments. Because they don't want to fall in subject or subject themselves or fall in line with God's Ten Commandments. So we'll be talking about that when we get done doing that interview. But I think it's important, again, for people to understand that, folks, during the Revolutionary War, 1793, I believe it was Benjamin, not the Revolutionary War was during 1793, but Benjamin Franklin said in 1973 that atheism was unheard of in this country. So if you're wanting to know why we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate is because we believe what they know is true, but because we stand in the light and because they love darkness rather than the light, they love their sins and their evil ways, they're condemned. So therefore, they got to try to make everybody else as miserable as they are, them miserable little individuals that they are. Now, misery does love company. In this case with the atheists, that's exactly it. But I also have to let the conservatives or those know that the conservatives we are, that the liberals are afraid of because they can't stand the truth. You see, truth demands a response and they can't respond to the truth. The only thing they know how to do is shout and shoot. We are the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence because we stand for life. Then these are the people that are complaining about everything that the professed Christians are doing wrong in this country, namely when we're the ones trying to protect life, not to take it. We are also the patriots that the globalists despise. A patriot is him who upholds dying laws. See, the globalists want to tear away at the laws and lower the law because they want to become the law. And really what it comes down to, friends, as our forefathers established during the Revolution again, either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. There is no in between. So I have to tell all those that I'm addressing right now, welcome to the show.
That was quite the intro.
It's running through me right
yep.
now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Friends, it's a brand new site. It is awesome, second to none. If you'd like to check that out, please do. You can also check us out on our Facebooks, Sons of Liberty Radio. Getting quite the response lately. I've been posting some responses concerning, well, what we were talking about yesterday, because we had some, uneducated revisionists say that God and government are antithetical.
Spewing out their highfalutin mumbo jumbo.
Did you hear that?
Huh? You like that?
Yeah.
Nothing but highfalutin mumbo jumbo.
I like that. Where did you come up with that word?
Well, Anna Green Gables.
Is that where it came from?
Yes, it did.
Okay, so... folks, you didn't just hear her say Anne of Green Gables. I apologize.
No, all the Daughters of Liberty out there love Anne of Green Gables.
And Little House on the Prairie. And it's not just the girls, it's the guys, too.
That is true.
Hey, if I can, just take a short second here, a couple seconds here. Yesterday, we were talking about a quote from Alexander Hamilton. And it's interesting that we talked about, in part, a quote, but I want to give you from start to finish the whole quote in context. Because again, we were talking yesterday addressing an individual that said God and government are antithetical. They stand in contracts one to another when in fact they don't. They are the two sciences that run together, said James Madison. I'm sorry, James Wilson. But listen to what Alexander Hamilton said. He said, "For my own part, I sincerely esteem the Constitution of the United States a system which without the finger of God," how did God give his Ten Commandments?
With his finger.
Thank you, Exodus 20. "Never could have been suggested and agreed upon by such a diversity of interests." He said that in 1787 after the Constitutional Convention. Now listen to this in context. Alexander Hamilton goes on, he said, "I have carefully examined the evidences of the Christian religion, and if I was sitting at a juror upon its authenticity, I would unhesitatingly give my verdict in its favor. I can prove its truth as clearly as any proposition ever submitted to the mind of man." He goes on, Hamilton, this is a note, Hamilton began to work with Reverend James Bayard to form the Constitution, the Christian Constitutional Society, to help spread over the world the two things which Hamilton said make America great. Number one, Christianity. Number two, a constitution formed under Christianity.
But that's so antithetical.
Yeah. Let's just take it out of context through omission and, well, purposefully try to revise and just, you know, share with the people who we think we are. And by the way, our founders look just like the revisionists. Isn't it amazing how that works? It really is.
You know,
it's nothing new under the sun, by the way.
It's so interesting, too, because when you look at these people and some of their comments, it's like they're just so incredibly smart that they're so common-sensely stupid.
Well, remember what Albert Einstein said, if they can't explain it simply, it's because they themselves don't understand it.
And what was so great about what you just highlighted, I was going to highlight the same thing, is the fact that it was the Christian Constitutional Society. He wanted to spread over the world the two things Hamilton said that made America great was Christianity and a constitution formed under Christianity. Isn't that?
Yeah.
Just is so inconvenient for those people who want to separate God from government.
How do we get away from that? You can't. Because that's what makes America great, is the Christ. Folks, you can also check us out on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Matter of fact, that quote is up there right now. Just posted it. I've been getting hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of responses on my personal page. But I'm talking about Sons of Liberty Radio right now on Facebook. Check out the quote. Leave your comments, friends. Get involved. You'll see people will pick up and they'll respond to what you're saying. This is how it works. Got to get the people motivated. Reviving the folks. That's what we're doing. You can check that out on Sons of Liberty Radio. You can also go to Bradley Dean Double E fan page. Got about 60,000 friends on there. That one, that page literally is knocking it out of the park right now, and I appreciate that, friends. Sons of Liberty Radio, Bradley Dean on Facebook. Bradley Dean on Facebook private. You can also like that if you'd like. Please do. Again, we're just trying to get the words out there, getting the information out there to lay a foundation to combat the issues in which we deal with today. You can also go to Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And folks, the phone lines are, inaccessible today. 1-866-233-0747 if you'd like to leave a message. And or you'd like to be a part of our longevity team. We'll be talking about that in just a couple minutes. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess?
Well, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
You got 5 seconds.
We'll
fill
talk
it
about
words.
That more when we come back.
I did that on purpose. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, right before the break, I actually teed it up for Stephanie, and she didn't get anything off her chest at that particular point. So I'm going to go ahead and give it over to her right now, so you can go ahead and kind of do your intro. As I said right before the break, I said, folks, this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because just a terrible,
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 absolutely
place,
terrible,
terrible place to be. When your brains are in somebody else's head, we want the mind of Christ. We want the heart of Christ. Now, you touched on Alexander Hamilton already, which is something that I was going to touch on because I thought that was just so awesome. The indisputable facts of Christianity and our Christian, you know, constitutional republic in which we live. But, you know, speaking of antithetical, I do have to highlight this quote from James Madison, and I'll explain to you why I think...
Antipathetical.
Pathetical. There
yes.
You go. I like that. I'm going to read this quote from James Madison, and then I'm going to tell you why I think people want to separate God from government. But James Madison said, "We have staked the whole future of American civilization not upon the power of government, far from it. We have staked the future of all of our political institutions upon the capacity of mankind for self-government, upon the capacity of each and all of us to govern ourselves, to control ourselves, to sustain ourselves according to the Ten Commandments of God."
Of course. Now, that was James Madison, the father of our Constitution. Well, the revisionists will say that that wasn't true that he said that. But is it true? In fact,
absolutely, it's 100% true. And I think that people want to separate God from government because if they agree that God exists and they're accountable to a God, then they're not going to be able to live their lives the way that they
idolatry.
Want to.
That's
exactly.
Right.
It's those inconvenient things such as the Ten Commandments and so on and so forth. But it's great because if you can say, "Listen, I don't believe in God, I'm an atheist," then you just ruled out for yourself all form of accountability. But if there's a God and there's a standard and there's a judgment, then there's someone that you have to answer to. That's what John Adams talked about. He knew that in the afterlife he was going to have to give an account for everything that he did on this earth. And so he governed himself accordingly, according to the fear of God.
He redeemed the time because
that's
he
exactly
knew the days
right.
were evil.
That's exactly right. And so that's what we're missing is the fear of God to say, "Listen, I know you're there, Lord. We have to give an account. You have certain standards called the Ten Commandments because I love you and see your sacrifice sacrifice. That is why I choose to obey. So another little point against those antithetical, highfalutin' mumbo-jumbo-ists.
Well, antipathetical is what you're talking about.
I kind of like that. That was like, that's a good ring. I'll just highlight our product of the week real quick, and we can roll on. We have our Price T-shirt. This is a great T-shirt. It is one of our most highest selling products that we have. On the front of it, it says, what is the price of your freedom? Ask a veteran. On the back, it says, what is the price of your redemption? Ask the Son of God. Like I said, one of our most popular items, available in five different sizes. A $20 donation for this, but monthly sponsors get 25% off, making it $15. So you can call our office at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or you can go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com under clothing to order. Again, that's shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com under clothing to order.
I love this. All miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war. We always hear that one. You know, the forefathers, they were advocating slavery. You know, they were doing this and that and the other thing, man. They were the ones that did all that stuff. Well, that's true in part, friends. We talk about the three-fifths clause in the Constitution of the United States. But listen to what Noah Webster said. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible, or ignoring, for those that didn't quite understand, despising or neglecting. So it's a lack of Christianity when we want to point the finger. It's amazing to me how much time people spend on blaming professed Christians for things Christ rebuked the professed Christians for. And yet here we have another prime example of a Noah Webster saying, listen, all of the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts. Precepts means that which God has entrusted unto you to maintain, contained in the Bible, said Noah Webster. And now what's also interesting is when we look at what's going on, folks, I can go anywhere online right now at any time, because this is live radio on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. And in saying that, I can find on any outlet everybody and their mom, their dog, their bird, their cat, whatever the case might be, as to what's going wrong with this country right now. So as Noah Webster warned us over 200 years ago, what do you think the problem in this country is, friends? Because when I begin to look at what George Washington warned students, well, he wasn't around up until 1962, but the books were still in the schools all the way up until 1962. This is what George Washington warned in his farewell address, friends. Listen carefully. He said, let us with caution indulge the supposition and that morality cannot be maintained without religion, Christianity. Whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in the exclusion of the religious principles in which Christ laid, saith I. I added the emphasis, friends. Well, it's what happened in our country after 1962. Listen to this. Birth rates for unwed girls 15 to 19 have increased every year and have gone up 553% in girls 10 to 14 years old. Why? Because we despise the warnings that George Washington gave throughout this country. And what the warning was is, listen, do not despise the precepts that are in the Bible, because if you do, this is what's going to happen. Now we have Hollywood teaching the kids how to commit the crimes. We have the NEA through health classes, friends, now teaching the kids how to commit the acts. Sexually transmitted diseases increased dramatically, 226% in students 15 to 19, and have gone up 250% in ages 10 to 14 years old. What?
Wow.
Are you kidding me? Oh, you know, this whole thing you guys are talking about, man, God and government is just antithetical to one to another. They stand in direct contrast. Yes, your lifestyle does. You're in agreement with the fruit of what you eat on a daily basis. You eat the fruit of your own ways, but yet you complain because you don't want to be ruled by God. And as I said during the first segment, isn't it interesting that I'm going to do a radio show in California, and he wants to talk about how the older generation is falling away from their belief in God. It's not that they don't believe in God, friends. Are they that stupid? Really? Are they that stupid, dull, and insensible? Because when you begin to look at Scripture, the Bible says that the devils believe and tremble. Are they stupider than devils? No, they're falling in line with the same Father, though I can tell you that right then. And I can tell you that right now. But what's interesting about that is it's not that they don't believe, friends, because you don't need to believe in trucks neither. But what happens if you stand in front of one? It's going to hit you, right? It's they want to live their own lives without the restraint of God's commands is what they want. In other words, they want all the stop signs removed. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not lie. Thou shalt not steal. Honor your father and your mother. Thou shalt not commit adultery. So on and so forth. Isn't that interesting? So it's not an issue of them not believing, but this is, friends, in fact, what this country is falling to is nothing new under the sun. They're trying to create a God that suits their sin, and if they say they directly don't believe, again, it doesn't really mean that they don't believe. They just don't want to submit to God's commandments, is really what it comes down to. And if that's not true, then why are the stats so high? Premarital sex is up 365% in teens age 16 to 271% in teens age 17, 209% in teens age 18, and 1,000% in teens age 15. Friends, do you realize that this reflects the American people when I begin to give stats concerning the younger generation? Wisdom is justified by your children. These stats that I'm talking about right here, friends, are what the older generation are teaching the younger generations. Did you know that after 1962, the divorce rate had been declining for decades prior to 1962? And after 1963, divorces rates skyrocketed a 117% ratio, friends. 117%. And by the way, among the professed Christians, it's a higher divorce rate than the heathens themselves. Wow. Why? Because they've departed from God. It's just really that simple. How do you depart from sin? Transgressing God's law? Unite yourself with Christ. How do you overcome sin? Hey, faith in the crucified one. Receive grace, which quickens you, to overcome sin. Because grace is the empowerment to overcome sin. And it amazes me, again, friends, this is just coming to my aid right now, how many people, namely in the church, will maintain their congregants that are in pornography, homosexuality. They sit there and they try to prop them up. The problem is they've never been driven to the cross by the use of the law. They don't have any knowledge of their sin, and it's not my job to prop you up in your sin. It's my job to drive you to the foot of the cross where the law does no more and you find your faith in the crucified Christ. And when the Holy Ghost comes into your life, He empowers you where you're born again of a new spirit and an undefiled seed in which you begin to believe and put your faith in Jesus Christ where you overcome.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Let me jump over to this really quick, friends. Just kind of sharing some stats with those that believe that God and government are antithetical, one towards another, in contrast, friends, which is, again, the furthest thing from the truth. If that was the case, then why was that not the case before 1962? Think on that one for a minute. How come we didn't have the issues back in the 60s as to what we're dealing with today? For example, nationwide since 1962, when the Supreme Court said it was no longer a permissible objective for kids to read the Ten Commandments, if the copies, the posted copies of the Ten Commandments are to have any effect at all, it will be to induce the school children to read, meditate upon, perhaps to venerate, and obey the commandments, which is not a permissible objective, said the courts. By the way, that was said in 1980. But we know that the Supreme Court committed an oligarchy when the American people stood down, namely the professed church, and said to the government, oh, yeah, go ahead and do what you want to do. With Moses and the Ten Commandments over the top of their heads. Oh, this isn't permissible. Yeah. It's right over the top of their heads, friends. But listen to this. Nationwide, since 1962, violent crimes are up 794. 794%. Why? Because the American people believe, well, God and government are, you know, they're antithetical one towards another. And regardless if you say mentally that's the case, I can tell you for the most part what people allow is what they believe. America is number one in the world in the following: violent crime, divorce, teen pregnancy, Western world, by the way. Voluntary abortions, 57 million murdered babies in the womb since 1973. That's the equivalent to 18 states. Illegal drug use. America is number one in the world. And illegal drug use, illiteracy, Western world. In recent years, a White House briefing recently reported that 700,000 students graduating high school could not even read their own diplomas. Isn't that funny? Oh, the jokes on America. Yeah. Let's talk about national judgments. Does God punish nations? George Mason, father of the Bill of Rights, said his nations cannot be rewarded or punished in the next world, so they must be in this. by an inevitable chain of causes and effects. You reap what you sow is really what it comes down to, Galatians 6. Providence punishes national sins by national calamities. So, friends, just think that. That of the abortion, 57 million babies. If that's been the seed sown into this country, can you imagine what we're going to reap? And we wonder why we're under a threat by our own government, being accused by our own government for everything that we've tolerated and allowed them to perpetuate.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting? You can't blame the government for what you allow.
That's right.
Right? So this is why all the statistics are what they are in our nation in regards to teen, family, school, and national problems. God punished the nation of Israel and King Ahab's wicked rule with no rain for 3.5 years. That's in 1 Kings 17. God sent a plague that killed 70,000 men because King David disobeyed and numbered his army, 1 Chronicles 21, 1 through 30. By the way, if you want to look at what's going on today, look at the correlation, friends, between suicide and abortion.
And even the healthcare program.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's the older generation that allowed
right.
it. Obamacare
death
has
panels.
Death panels. That's exactly right. So this is why the founders were so emphatic about keeping leaders in office who understood God's principles. Like, for example, thou shalt not kill and thou shalt not steal. And you mean moral men?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they knew that if they allowed such crimes to take place, that was going to be the door that was open to destroy our country.
That's right. You know, and even when you talk to the person who doesn't claim to be a Christian, I love it when you say, okay, so is it wrong to kill someone? Well, yeah. Okay, well, who told you that? Is it wrong to lie?
Wait. Say that again.
When you're talking to a person who doesn't even claim to be a Christian, common sense, they have a conscience, right?
Yeah.
If you say so...
Conscience means with knowledge.
With knowledge. So
yes.
If you say so, is it wrong to kill? These are people who don't claim to be Christians, keep in mind. And they say, well yeah, it's wrong to kill. And then when you say, who told you that?
Well,
where do we get
right,
that standard
right,
from?
Right.
So is it wrong to lie? Well yeah, it's, of course it's wrong to lie.
It's okay to kill until it comes to this question. Is it okay for me to then kill you because you don't agree with me?
That's
well,
right.
no.
That's
no,
right.
not at all. I mean, ask Madeline Murray O'Hare,
mm-hmm.
who wanted to get rid of God and everything until someone came into her life and took it away.
That's exactly right.
I bet she wished God was standing there saying, thou shalt not kill. Where are the police? Where are the police? Wait. The police are in agreement with God, too.
Mm-hmm.
And Madeline, you just don't want anything to do with God. Remember that?
Yeah,
and God honored that.
We can't post those Ten Commandments. You know, of course you wouldn't want to keep those in schools. But yeah, when you ask someone who doesn't even claim to be a Christian, of course they know it's wrong to kill. And of course they know that it's wrong to lie and cheat and steal. Why? Because God has given them a conscience, as you said, with knowledge. It's written upon their hearts. They know right from wrong. So where do we get those things from? We got them from the Bible. We got them from the Ten Commandments. They're inseparable. So why do we have a problem acknowledging God in society
right.
and in our country? He's clearly there in the conscience of his creation.
Okay, real quick, though. You know how I always bring up the scriptures? By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. We can't hold number two until we first hold number one.
Mm-hmm.
And number one is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. There's none other name under heaven whereby men must be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. You can also go over to John 14:6. Then you go to the second one. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, a god that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, cheating, so on and so forth. Friends, your God doesn't exist if you think God is okay with that. And if you think the grace of God is going to cover you every time you willfully commit those sins, you're sadly mistaken. You are tempting a just and a holy God. You're eating the fruit of your own ways and you're trying to figure out what's going on. Well, let me say it this way. You reaped what you sowed. If you sow into your lives the fleshly seeds, you're going to reap corruption. If you sow in spiritual seeds into your life, you're going to reap of the Spirit everlasting life. Let me go to the third one. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. And what does that mean? You better practice what you preach, because the Lord's not going to hold you guiltless. If you profess your Christianity and walk the way that you want to walk, God will repay you to your own face. And I want to say this. If you see the Christ crucified, you can't within yourself willfully sin against the just and the holy God that showed mercy by sending his son to die as the propitiation of the sins of the world. Number four is this. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. That's servile. Okay? That means heart to God, hand to man. It doesn't mean we sit around and do what we want to do on Sundays and just, you know, eat, burp, call the old lady, whatever you want to, drink beer, and watch the football game. That's not at all what it means. If you go to number five, now that was the first tablet. The second is this. You can't hold the second tablet until you first hold the first tablet. And it's a work of the Holy Ghost. Lord, create in me a clean heart, renew that right spirit within me. That's the Old Testament. That's Psalm 51. And then when you go to the New Testament, it says that it's a work of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. So it's all a work of the Holy Ghost. Praise God for that, because we'd mess it up. But let's go to the second tablet. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with promise that your days will be long upon the earth. Honor your father and mother.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a good idea, right?
Absolutely.
Now, can you watch a Disney movie anywhere, folks, in the last 30 years where they have actually honored their parents?
Yeah.
I mean, you even watch Swiss Family Robinson.
Yeah, that little
kid. Oh, my gosh. I feel like I would like for him to meet my right foot.
Well, you know, it's interesting.
Now, let me finish, though.
Yeah.
Okay? So you go to that, and then you honor your father and your mother. You go to number six, thou shalt not kill. That's what the law says. The soul that sinned, it shall die. Jesus said in grace, even if you're angry with your brother without a cause, you're already in danger of the judgment. That's the New Testament. Thou shalt not kill. Number seven is thou shalt not commit adultery. That's what the law said. Jesus comes in Matthew 5 and says, even if you look at a woman to lust after, you've already committed adultery with her in your heart. If thy eye offends thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it's more profitable that one of thy members should perish than that your whole body should go and be cast into hell. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Jesus said, even if you look. Number eight is thou shalt not steal. Again, Matthew 5 says, if your right hand offends thee, cut it off and cast it from you. Again, he goes on. It's better for you to go into heaven maimed than it is for you to be cast into hell.
And the value of your soul is so great.
That's right. And here's the other thing. Now, is Jesus saying, go pluck your eye out and cut off your hands? No, he's telling you exactly what Stephanie just said.
Yeah, he's saying the price of losing your members, one of your members perishing, losing your hand or your eye, it's more profitable that you lose one of your members than your soul be cast into hell, because
then
that
you
is
sin
the
before
value.
A just and holy God, Luke 12,
that's
4.
Right. And that is the value of your soul. The Lord's trying to get you to understand the worth of your soul. Between heaven and hell, what's it worth for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his
right.
soul? It's the value of the soul he's going for, not saying, yeah, the Lord's telling us to chop off limbs and pluck
off.
Yeah,
oh, you've heard it. I've heard it. I've heard it. It's like, you've got to be kidding me, guys.
He's giving you that analogy so you have a comparison, so you understand the value of the soul that you have.
And the severity of sin as well. Let's go to number nine. Thou shalt not lie.
Mm-hmm.
A false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. It also says that liars shall have their part in the lake of fire.
Mm-hmm.
And people try to excuse themselves even with white lies. No, folks, a lie is a lie. And let me tell you what happens when you tell a lie. It starts out like a little snowball. And then when you have to cover it over and over and over and over and over again, that little white lie, it turns into a big snowball that can't be stopped. And you will reap what you sow. Number 10 is thou shalt not covet. Covet means to desire that which belongs to somebody else. Keep your hands off my stuff. You know, you got the government today saying eminent domain. No, folks, what's happening there, they are illegally coming in and saying, hey, we can do this for the good of the people, which is communism. Everybody says that's a bad idea. That's right, it is a bad idea, and God told you that that was a bad idea. Keep your hands off of my property, thou shalt not covet. And then we can take that to lust, so on and so forth. And what is the fulfilling of the law? And I'm talking about both tablets. Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. That's the first commandment. He said the second is namely like unto this, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There's the fulfilling
that's
of the
right.
law.
That's right.
I get it.
It makes so much sense.
I get
sense.
It.
If you love your neighbor as yourself, you're going to
don't
obey
commit
those.
Adultery with your neighbor's wife or husband. If you want to fulfill the law, then don't steal from your neighbor. Don't mm-hmm. covet from your neighbor. Don't lie to your neighbor.
That's right.
I get it.
Yeah. It's
do
it's
unto
sense.
Others as you'd have them do
that's
unto you.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Because you're doing unto them what you would have done unto you. If you love your neighbor, you're going to obey those commandments. We would have no problems, no locks on our doors, no problems with anything if everyone would obey the commandments from their heart because they see the sacrifice. Listen, we don't keep those commandments neither because we're afraid of going to hell. We keep those commandments because we see what Jesus did for us
that's
on
right.
the cross,
that's right.
the sacrifice
because
for our
love.
Sin because
yes.
we love. The motive is to come to Christ because you're sorry for your sins and you see his sacrifice, not because you're just so afraid you're going to go to hell.
Here in his love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be a sacrifice of propitiation for the sins, our sins.
That's right.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a Project of Liberty Council. And why we support Sons of Liberty, because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate. They are bold, they're brash, they defend life and liberty. They stand up for our military, the true heroes of today. They are not afraid to go toe-to-toe with the bullies. They are in the trenches, walking their walk, not just talking the talk. They are truth-filled and going mad, making a difference.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com. Or call 800-593-6273.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Stephanie just kind of laying things down again, friends. I like going back and forth between the Constitution and the Word of God. Again, the two sciences that run into each other. Because I think it's important, again, friends, that we understand our foundations. King David said, Lord, thank you for taking my feet out of the miry clay and establishing my goings. I need to get your feet out of the miry clay, friends. The state-run media, they just love to inundate you with all the problems. And we wonder why there's such a high rate of suicide and hopelessness. And my goodness, you get the point. But if I put your feet upon the rock, our foundations, the Constitution, the Bible first and foremost, I'll tell you what, you begin to rise to a new level and you can actually take some ground. If you didn't know what we share with you guys on a daily basis on the sonsoflibertyradio.com, how are you going to go forward?
Yeah.
Because I got to show you where you came from so you know where you're going tomorrow.
And you know what's interesting is a lot of times these things that seem so elementary and so simple, most people don't know, realize them. If you ask a person just in general, try this. Go out, ask someone, hey, can you name for me 3 of the 10 commandments?
Oh, I do it all the time.
They don't know them.
They get mad at you.
It's been a while since I've been in Sunday school. And it's amazing because you think, well, surely people know 10 commandments. It's very basic, elementary. They have no idea. You ask them what's on a Whopper, they'll know what's on a Whopper. You ask them who the Beatles are, they know who the Beatles are. But when you ask about the commandments, they can't seem to find what they are.
I can't tell you who the Beatles are.
Well, that's
I know three
good.
Of them are squash. washed. That's all I know.
Well, most people can. The point is that these things that we should know, and you're talking about the foundations of the Bible and the Constitution, if we don't even know our foundations, if we don't know where we come from, how do we know where we're going? We have to catapult from a foundation. And you can't get into more sophisticated things until you know the basics. It's kind of like with math. You got to know 2 plus 2 equals 4 before anything else will make sense as you go up the ladder to algebra and calculus and so on. But a lot of these things are elementary Christian principles that people just don't know. And it's very surprising. If you want to find out for yourself, just go ask. And you know, I'm asking you, our listeners, can you name 3 of the Ten Commandments? Well, maybe you could now because we just went through
them. They love God so much they can't even name 3 of them.
I love that. You know, and that's a great way to set up, too. It's like, how many we got Christians in here? Who's a Christian? You know, we say, do you love the Lord? Oh, I love the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
I love the Lord.
And he loved me.
That's right. You say, oh, you love the Lord. Great. Well, tell me what 3 of his commandments are. And they can't name. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Well, how can you say that you love him if you don't even know what his commands are to even keep them?
Now, can I go to the root of this? Because we've been talking about the joker that posted that God and government are antithetical. Well, you go into the church and you hear these Christians and these professed Christians, friends, which is the furthest thing from the truth. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. They don't even know his commandments, so how are they going to keep his commandments mm-hmm. that they themselves don't know?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when scripture tells us, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked.
That's right.
He was holy, mm-hmm. just, pure, undefiled, precious in the sight of God. And in saying that, when you begin to see the churches and what they're preaching in the pulpits, these hirelings, well, they're teaching that grace and God's law are antithetical.
That's right.
You know, and they're antinomianists is what they are. They're preaching anarchy. That's where the finger is pointed. By the way, friends, that's where God is pointing his finger. And that's why he's saying you better get this right. Because if you want to talk a bit, again, about lines between church and state, which is the same thing that I'm talking about right here, hey, go to Article 52 of the USSR Constitution, because that's where it's at. It's un-American, friends, in every sense of the word. And who is your enemy, friends? The communists. And who's attempting to teach you that there's lines between church and state? The communists are.
That reminds me of the one time, this is years ago, we were in a church and we were talking with them and they were taking up a love offering for us, I believe. You know, the love offering. And the pastor got up, I believe it was the youth pastor, and said, well, you know, we know that we're talking about going into public schools.
I remember that.
And he said, well, you know, we know that there's lines between church and state. And Bradley had to go back up to the pulpit.
And I did.
And tell him that's not the case. And this is the sad fact is we have pastors from the pulpit saying there's lines between church and state. They don't even know their constitution.
And the sad part about it is I've seen the sheeple nodding their head agreeing with what I'm saying. It's like, what are you subjecting yourself to this foolishness for? The guy doesn't even know what he's talking about, but they're agreeing with me, but they're not doing anything about the problem.
Yep, that's exactly right. This is the same guy who said our Sundays are better than DQ. I mean,
that's
you've
right.
got to keep in mind with these hirelings that we have out there.
Yeah.
But we always want to make this at the end of the show or beginning of the show or anywhere in between. We need your support to keep going. We're going to be out and about on the road here down south coming up. You guys will find all about this more tomorrow and the next day. But it'll be exciting. We'll keep you posted. We're boots on the ground this week. We're not just talking about the problems. We are turning talk radio, as we always say, into do radio, and we need your support. We need you guys to become sons and daughters of liberty and join together with us. It's not about a cool radio program to listen to for an hour or two during the week or on the weekend. It's about taking these principles that we're learning and applying them to ourselves first and going out there and applying them to the world. Our job is to go back and restore to the old paths God's Ten Commandments, the foundations of our country, and the root of the problem, which is the heart of man. Once the heart of man is changed, everything else will change, and that's our job. But for those of you who have been listening for a while and say, gosh, I just love this program, and you guys are really ministering to me, this is like my Sunday food, you need to support us and help us to continue to do what we do. And you can do that by calling 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Or you can go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can make a secure donation at the big button that says donate. Very clear for you to find.
Yesterday I posted, either America is going to listen to God's Ten Commandments, or God will be ruled by man's 10,000 commandments. I said, God or tyrants, friends. God or tyrants. This is on Bradley Dean on Facebook. I said, there is no in-between. I got instantaneously 343 shares. I got 816 likes, and I got 53 comments right off the bat. Friends, this is why I'm telling you to get involved, because once we begin to stir up conversation, people begin to think in a way that they've never thought before. Because the state-run media, friends, as long as they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers now, do they? And we want to stay away from that. We want to get you asking the right questions, and we want to give you the right answers.
Mm-hmm.
I also wanted to interject this really quick, friends. For those that have not, I've been taking Youngevity now for a while here. And the Sons of Liberty have partnered with Youngevity. And I want people to understand. I'm going to give you a little hint here. Okay, here's a little secret. Now is the time to jump in if you're looking for a little extra income. And if you're looking for some product that actually encourages health benefits by actually eating and drinking things that are good for you and
prevention better than cure.
That's exactly right. This is the stuff to go with. I just want to say it again. Now is the time to do it, because a month down the line, you're going to say, oh, I wish I would have got in when I got in. Now is the time to do it. So if you want to order your health products and partner with us, the Sons of Liberty and Youngevity, go to sonsoflibertyteam.com. sonsoflibertyteam.com. You'll wish that you did. Listen to Bradley Dean on the Sons of Liberty Radio.
That's right. Better listen
like
the first time.
I'm not kidding. By the way, I've been drinking this stuff. I kid you negative. I told those guys I was not going to say anything about it until I was convinced myself. How many times do I drink that stuff every day?
I think twice a day.
Yes, and what do I say about it?
It tastes good.
It tastes great. It really does.
It's hard to find some that most things
Steph,
that are good for you.
Steph, you're only supposed to put one cup in it. Steph's putting like five cups in a little, you know, a half glass. And she said it's really strong. I said, because you're putting too much stuff in there.
No, I think I have to water it
down. Dilute it a little
bit. I'm only putting one serving in there, but I think I need to add a little more water to dilute it so it's not strong.
I think it'd be a good idea.
Yes. But you, like you said, prevention's better than cure. And what it's all about is making sure that your health is healthy and you are healthy before you have to go to the doctor, so you don't have to go to the doctor.
An apple. The day
will keep the doctor away.
Okay, we
what's the Youngevity?
That's right.
A Youngevity a day will keep you jiving. I have no idea.
Stephanie, you don't do that on live radio.
I just did it.
One more time and you're done.
What can we say?
I have no idea. Not we. I didn't dig that hole.
Oh, no, no.
So you're going to have to think about it and redeem yourself tomorrow.
Okay, I'll think about it. I'll redeem myself tomorrow.
Yes, Dusty, you got to be quick on the whip here on this.
Can you think of one?
No, I didn't go there today. I guess Youngevity. No, I'd have to think about it for a minute.
That's right. Okay.
You got to think things through, Salah.
That's right.
S-E-L-A-H.
That's right.
Ponder, mutter.
Okay,
think things
for now,
over.
We got an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
That's right.
And tomorrow we'll have a great, cool Youngevity.
And I am telling you, the apple I've been eating right now is Youngevity.
That's right.
Okay. And I am telling my friends that listen to us on a daily basis all across the world, now's the time to jump on. SonsOfLibertyTeam.com. SonsOfLibertyTeam.com.
In our final few minutes here, I will just offer what George Washington had to say also in his farewell address. You spoke about some of it, but he said it's impossible to govern the world without God and the Bible.
Now, is that true? Because,
yes.
Again, the revisionists, folks, the revisionists go after everything they don't agree with. But the fact of the matter is, it stands true.
Absolutely.
So it doesn't matter. They strain at the net and they swallow the big, big camel.
That's right. And Thomas Jefferson said, God who gave us life gave us liberty. And can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have moved their only firm basis? A conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are the gift of God, that they are not to be violated but with his wrath. Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, that his justice cannot sleep forever.
Thomas Jefferson,
we got a job
as a matter of fact, when you go to Washington, D.C., that's written on the rotunda wall right where Thomas Jefferson. How come nobody ever talks about that? They never go to D.C.
That's right.
Like, my gosh, the Lord
in
is
marble.
All over, totally. Even his house. You got to check out his house. Folks, talking about the forefathers again, talking about the antipathetical individual that said it's antithetical God and government. Folks, foolishness. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. Deeds, not words. Talk to you in 23. See ya!
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.